All right. That was pretty scary, boys and girls. That's perfectly dark, I think. That's Woven Hand coming from a couple nights ago at the Fillmore.
We're from just down the street here.
We could tell. We could let them tell you that, actually.
It's
an
Iron Mind Plexico show that I hear so much about. I'm so mad I missed that show. I'm going to kill myself.
All right. It's definitely been a lot of fun being able to see all these shows this week. I think the Fallout is the show we're doing today, but that's beside the point.
Well, it's Halloween. You know, all bets are off.
Woven Hand put on a great set, actually. It's very interesting down there. Fillmore, little tape backing for some drone stuff, and just David Eugene Edwards and the drummer, the great guy. I can't think of his name right now. And it was just excellent to see. Kind of everybody in the audience was paying attention, and nice stuff. I like the Woven Hand stuff a lot, so that was pretty good. And
it's good that you could get into that show. It's amazing what you can do when you got connections too.
No, it's thanks to anybody that helped me on the way. That was a series of six steps to get to Ascend to Heaven there to be able to record that. Tom Waits before that, you pulled that one out of the stack.
Yeah, well, I always think of this around Halloween times. I think it's absolutely gorgeous, but some people think it's probably pretty dark. The song's November, and it's all about basically November being a pile of dead leaves and a moon that's the color of bone. I mean, it's just really wonderful darkness. You know, November's strapped him to a tree, an old dead tree, and he's trying to get a message out to spring to come and rescue him. The Black Rider, if you don't know, is Tom Waits' sort of experimental. It's almost like a musical Russian folktale in the Bertolt Brecht kind of Kurt Weill sense. It's really fantastic. It's one of my favorite Tom Waits albums, so I thought it was appropriate for Halloween. Plus, it's got accordion, bass, saw, and banjo. Can't get any better than that.
I think the saw is what did it for me. That was pretty sweet. And then Screamin' Jay Hawkins for that. That was a request from our pal Danny, Vagabond Danny. He says, how about some Screamin' Jay Hawkins? And that was Whistling Past the Graveyard. Yeah.
A Tom Waits cover, so yeah. I thought we'd just connect it that way.
It works that way. And then had one there, the old Jackhammer Blues was Jimmy Lawson and Sandy Stanton Band, old 40s, kind of off-the-wall white label honky-tonk. And right before that was Ramblin' Red Bailey there in 8 days and 8 weeks in a bar room. Man, I feel like I've been 8 days in a bar room.
You look like it, too.
Oh, man.
You guys can't tell on radio. Right?
I got Milkman Dan hair today. It's like it's just that kind of stuff you sleep in, and it sticks out all over the place.
Well, again, folks got to remember that we all have faces and hairstyles and the fashion sense to be on radio.
All right, you know, we got to do one thing for the FCC before they throw us off for good. It's you are listening to Radio 1190 KBCU Boulder.
There you go.
It is Route 78 West. I think this is probably the most ragged show I've ever done. I sound like I'm about ready to croak, so that's the way it goes. And
it's your Halloween zombie voice, Jeff.
Yeah, it's actually, I just took up smoking 12 packs of Marlboro a day just so I'd be able to sound like Tom Waits. But I got something here. I was thinking sort of on the spooky side of psychoanalysis of people who show up at shows at the back door or the stage door and all this kind of stuff. Here's one that I really like a lot. And Loki's he's raising his hand. We do that when we talk on the air here.
I got to tell you a funny story. I don't want to give away the whole Cabaret Diosa show, but if you get a chance to go see them tomorrow night, it's a whole, somewhere over the rainbow, somewhere over the Mambo, Wizard of Oz theme thing. And they did a hilarious bit where Dorothy and the Scarecrow are trying to get into the Wicked Witch's, lair, and Dorothy says, "Oh, we can't go in there. They've got a red rope, and a velvet rope." And the Scarecrow says, "Oh no, I can get us past any velvet rope. Check this out." Says, "I should be on the guest list. Mr. Crow, first name Scare." They say, "Sorry, you're not on the list." He goes, "Oh, I know Don Strasberg." Like, "Oh, go right on in." So talk your way in there, folks.
Don't do that. You shouldn't have said that. All right. We got one here now. This is one I like a lot. We didn't seen this guy play this a long time back, but here's Dallas Wayne doing "I'm Your Biggest Fan."
And this is a scary song.
And I think I could even sound like him today. All right.
I've got every record you ever made, even those old 45s you never thought would see the light of day. A live tape from Chicago, stolen from the sound man. I'm your biggest fan. Shirt you wore in Toledo, I found on eBay. It cost a lot more than most folks would pay. My mom called me crazy, but she don't understand what it means to be your biggest fan. Sent to me, and when you wrote with love, well, I just couldn't believe. But then I read somewhere that you divorced that awful man. Did I forget to mention I'm your biggest fan? I stood in line in Philly, 3 hours in the rain, out in front of the main point, till you finally came. Then you walked by me like you didn't give a damn. Is that any way to treat your biggest fan? Gun in my hand, number one with a bullet, I'm your biggest fan.
Cutting off across the water, child. Give me your hand, feel the sun. Stars climb on the face of my daughter, and to the doubtful he does, yes, show his hands. He painted two pictures, one of blue and one of white. I'm slight, the weakest, yes, just stroke for the fire. My love sings like a broken door handle, yes. My love sings to me in the dark. I call out in an old time holler for I. Coffee bell in those hills still, kindness of a face so white. Chill of coffee bell, Lord, pray it be your will that she dwell in your house tonight, yes. The Lord, he does giveth, and he does take away. My Lord giveth, and he doth take away. Thank you.
to bring. We may well find you late, like your steed in his reins. Ain't good to tide and too long to fight.
Oh, an instant of time here on Mount Olympus.
Changes here and nothing improves. All say, my friends, you're just worn out. And leave these troubles behind. Scatter like paper in the eye of the storm. Documented with a silence note. Trust in your own.
boy, I've discovered something very important. Up to now, I've been making one big mistake.
Thank you so much. We're gonna
you should sleep
song.
In the daytime and stay awake at night. Otherwise, you'll lose the best part of your life.
All right, you guys out there that were at the show know what that was all about. That's Calexico themselves. They did the nice set all by themselves, and then they came out with Iron and Wine, and Woven Hand opened up the show. Fillmore Wednesday night, awesome stuff. That was Calexico with All Systems Red, a brand new track, and I think it's a pretty good one, actually. And then right before that was Calexico and Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine with Calexico, you can call it whichever one you want. And that's off the new EP, or at least a variety of it. That's He Lays in the Rains. And there's some beautiful trumpet playing on that, Loki. That
absolutely gorgeous. Just, I mean, I can tell that was magical. I've seen people around campus and around Boulder with that show, and they're still sort of walking around in this exalted state as though they're just sort of floating.
It's why you go to see shows, and you guys should get out there. There's always good ones coming up. But Woven Hand opened the show, and they played David Eugene Edwards played this banjolin or mandolin banjo, very long-necked, like a small hollow-back banjo mandolin. And that song we played there, I don't know the title, that was awesome as well. It's just a really nice atmospheric kind of sound, and it's different than just about anything else I know. So they were a band that got added at the last minute, and I guess Calexico themselves, you know, was asking, can you get these guys to come? And sure enough, that's what happens. Started out that set with Dallas Wayne, I'm Your Biggest Fan, and I really got a kick out of that one, just because it mentions, you know, getting soundboards and all
that
stuff.
Jeff's a big fan of many bands. He's not anyone's biggest fan, so if Jeff comes up and, you know, wants to tape your show or give you a nice poster he's made, it's a loving homage. He's not a psycho. He's eccentric, but he's not a psycho, I promise.
I don't think I'm eccentric. I think I just love music. You know, it's one of the fun
That's
things.
That's why we do it. We're cuckoo for music.
It's fun because the radio trolls and all my pals, like Milkman was at a couple of these shows, and, you know, we enjoy seeing stuff when it's really good, and everybody seems to know why it's good, too. Yeah. And
that's the best feeling, when not only are the artists doing something really relevant, but when the entire audience gets in, everyone can look at each other and go, yeah, this is historic.
Well, so here's one here. This is an example of what happened up at the Fox Friday night. Devanda Banhart played with Bunny Brains, and we have some fun stuff with Bunny Brains to tell you maybe later, but... The Devanda Banhart set was awesome. It was very, very good. And it's one of these things that sometimes you don't know exactly what you're going to see and how it's going to happen. And played this song. The audience joined in the middle. We're going to play you Mama Wolf. There's a version of this that comes off the brand new record, Cripple Crow. And this track here, you know, just brought everybody alive. And, you know, just a really warm and fun show. So here's the track here. Let's see where we go from here. We're having the... Uncle Jeff's archives. I don't know what we're doing here. We're playing you a bunch of tracks for things that seem to matter.
And by the way, if you really enjoy this show, you can always check back in a few days at Route78West.com, and we'll have some podcasts and MP3s available so you can listen again.
And I suspect some of you will probably do that. Here it is. Here's Mama Wolf.
Oh, Mr. Rabbit, your eyes are mighty red. Yes, bless God, I'm almost dead. Cause every little shoal must shine, must slime. Every little shoal must slime, must shine in. Mr. Rabbit, your coats are mighty gray. Yes, bless God, I was made that way. Cause every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. And Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, bless God, they were put on wrong. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. I heard that from a Pearl Ives record I bought for $1.
Well, I don't.
And you don't. And when we go out and drink beer, well, you know that dragonflies appear.
now. When I'm in the woods, I know where to call you now. Hey, mama. St. Marie, I know what to call you now. Swimming in the sea, I know what to call you now. And when you swim with me, I know what to call you now. Once you were in the me, I knew what to call you now. Hey, mama, wolf now. Hey, mama. Mama.
Thanks.
Where's Milkman Dan? Is he here? Isn't he like, he's not here? Dude. He's busy? Is that you? Are you Milkman Dan? That's the dude, right? Is that the dude? Thanks to Milkman Dan and all at 1190 for helping the Bunny Brains infiltrate the Boulder radio scene. I don't know if that's important or not to anybody, but they're good people, and you can get them on your shortwave.
Standing on the corner of Houston and Maine,
Up steps a big policeman and he asked me my name. I told him that my name was on the tail of my shirt. I like to do the boogie, but I didn't like to work. I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio. Out of my own, he bit me in the heart of San Antonio. I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio. Taught me how to jive. I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio.
You ain't but a fire on my saddest steep, burning my house to the ground. High and mellow, oh, how she rides me out in the meadow where the taxis don't ride. A million times quicker in the pain of games, a million times better than the pain. You ain't but a telegram, nobody sending, nobody sends me but you. Thank you.
We pissed away the summer, and now it's late July. I've got a murderous feeling, and I can't remember why. Angels in the heavens, vultures in the sky. If I'd have known you were coming, cherry pie, lights fading fast. Come on, you rounders, and try to make the last. One more than just another for all the times we had, for all the times we never. Take our chances, haul a second load across a devil of a country and down a godforsaken road, where axes slash the beauty until the poison rivers flow, to where we built it up just to let it crumble. Times July, I've got a murderous feeling, and I can't remember why.
Before we go into the second part of the formula, I want you to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Your mind, your subconscious mind especially, is in a dynamic state of reception.
All right, that's got to be one of the most beautiful endings of a track that I can think of, actually. That's Langtree. Patrick McKinney, guitarist in Iron and Wine, didn't get to be a forefront man too much at the show down there at the Fillmore. He's a great player, nice to hear a set of his own stuff as well. Just kind of a magical mix of older Faye, Robbie Basho, and all the new kinds of ideas being brought to acoustic guitar these days. Really good record there, Langtree. And this track we heard was the title track, As Upon the Road Thereto.
And if you get a chance to see him live, it is interesting and worthwhile.
Yeah, looking, I saw him down at the Larimer Lounge, and I did a set that was just, you know, for me, I dropped everything, was running off to watch it. The track we heard there is No Such Joy as Upon the Road Thereto, and you can find that on Soft Abuse, www.softabuse.com.
And it is soft. I was impressed because the Larimer Lounge, you know, can be a loud, smoky venue, and yet even with that atmosphere, everyone did kind of calm down and fall into the spell.
And that's a good thing. And then we heard right before that something that I really like a lot. I'm still working on getting the live tape. Trust me, you guys, something might happen. Daniel Lanois, that was one called Agave, and that's a really nice instrumental record called Belladonna. If you guys like any of the stuff we're playing like that, that's one also worth picking up. And then right before that, we had Jesse Sykes doing Dora Lee, a pretty live acoustic version of that, and pretty stripped down. And also sandwiched in there was the old Joe Clarks, and I've only learned a couple songs on guitar that I actually, you know, like to sing or like to play, and that one there, Haven't Got the Time, Haven't Got Forever is the name of the track. I don't know, it's a beautiful song. It seems like the end of post-West, whatever, Haven't Got the Time, Come All You Rounders. So that's about the show, it's about us, it's about kind of dragging out. Started out with Games there, Ryan Adams. Still working on understanding and digesting this disc, Jacksonville City Nights, but yeah, it's a step upward, step forward. If he keeps working this way, we'll be back to thinking he's great.
And as soon as you're done digesting it, I'd love to take a listen, because the one you picked out today, I thought it was a winner, and I'm really glad to see Ryan do that. Still really, you know, he wants to go lush with the production, but it's a pretty song, and I think it's got the heart in it, and I like to hear that. So let's hear how the rest of that album turns out.
All right, well, I think we're just going to screw around for a minute, and then we're going to set you up and send you out with probably one of the best things I've heard at a show in a long time. And what was fun with this is Milkman and I looked at each other and went, yeah, I know what this is. Here's All Tomorrow's Parties. And this is for all you guys out there that are still going out for Tomorrow's Parties. Here's Iron and Wine and Calexico coming from the Fillmore together. And this track here is an old Velvet Underground track for you guys that don't know. And sit back, enjoy, relax, surrender to the void.
KVCU Boulder.
Peculiar to witches, as distinct from sorcerers and wizards, is the traditional cauldron which is owned by every witch. This is a round vessel with a narrow opening, the symbol of the womb. It must be strong and durable, able to withstand fire and freezing chill. The material must come from earth, the mother. It can be stoneware or fired clay, but certain metals are considered better, among them iron, brass, or bronze. When it is used to boil mixtures and concoctions of magic ingredients, it must be supported by a tripod, three stones, or any three-cornered base. And the fire must be of charcoal or dead sticks from natural trees gathered by the witch herself at dead of night. The best wood for the cauldron fire is found in deserted, gloomy places, graveyards, ruins, crossroads, and in olden times, little trees to be found around the foot of a gibbet where a felon had been hanged, the noxious liquids from his putrefying corpse having dropped upon the earth, where, they say, no grass or sweet flowers, but only the most rank and poisonous herbs and weeds would grow. Now you have some knowledge of the basic paraphernalia and implements of magic, shall we proceed? Are you eager to learn the steps that must be taken to communicate with the spirits to bring the unseen forces to bear on your behalf? Perhaps to evoke an ancient god, or one of the legions of greater and lesser demons who are everywhere? 7,405,926, according to the count. I don't think you have to fear being put to torture. I doubt that you'll have to face the appalling, unholy terror and horror of the impatient, walled up, sealed alive in a tomb, to await in utter, hopeless, abandoned terror the suffocating, lingering death of starvation and madness, clawing at the pitiless stone in unimaginable darkness. You're so lucky. Aren't you glad? But there, I don't mean to frighten you.
Try, won't pick it up. Take them lights away. Try, won't pick it up. Don't take your life away. Try, won't pick it up. Don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you. If you don't know what I'm doing, what you know is try. Pick it up, take them lights away. Trash, won't get it up, don't throw your love away. Trash, won't pick it up, don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you. Cause I don't know why I do up my nose. Trash.
call you a lover boy. Try it! Pick it up! Take them lights away! Try it! Pick it up! Oh,
Hello, groovy guys and ghouls. This is Johnny Trash. It's Halloween weekend. I hope you're all up and raring to go. I've got some fun stuff for you today. We started off with the New York Dolls and Trash. Sonics did Psycho. Count 5 did Psychotic Reaction. The 13th Floor Elevators did Reverberation. Cramps with Green Fuzz.
All right, John. Green Fuzz was an old primitive song. It used to be on one of those Pebbles comps, anyway. One of the trashiest of the garage rock songs ever recorded.
I know, but that was done by the Cramps, who did a pretty admirable revamping of that, I would say, because the original sounds like it was recorded in a bathroom with a $5 Radio Shack mic or something.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there. And you know what? Some of you girls out there probably are wondering if you could make it with Frankenstein. So I don't know if you're out there doing parties and whatever else. Watch your beers.
Really? What's for lunch today, you kids? For breakfast, I had Frankenberry. You all remember that cereal? I actually think they still make it. And I'll be snacking on some cow chocula during this set. Don't worry, guys. There's no milk here, so I won't spill any on the board.
Yeah, Johnny Trash likes his cereal. I had some Shrek cereal this morning. The Shrek was kind of green, and my teeth and my tongue are still kind of coated with sugar.
There's a Shrek cereal?
There's a Shrek cereal. Mwah.
Well, enough of that.